Fall was absolutely fantastic this year. The weather was great and the leaves were beautiful. The temperature is starting to get colder, though, which means winter is coming. Just thinking about the snow-covered sidewalks and roads is already giving me the shivers. Thankfully, you can get fresh recipes featuring pre-measured ingredients and step-by-step instructions delivered right to your door with HelloFresh. No need to risk a trip to the grocery store when you can get everything brought to you. You can find a meal plan that suits your schedule with 35-plus new recipes to choose from each and every week. HelloFresh is great for one or two people, too. Save leftovers for an easy, delicious lunch the next day. Recently, I tried the dry rub pork chops with green beans and roasted sweet potatoes. It was really easy to follow the instructions and tasted absolutely great. The barbecue sauce had a rich, smoky flavor that just complemented the pork so well. There was hardly any mess to clean up either, which I always appreciate. There's really something for everyone, with meals inspired by international cuisines, vegetarian recipes, seasonal favorites, and so much more. Try new recipes, learn new cooking techniques, and enjoy new tastes every week with HelloFresh's ever-changing menu. If that all sounds good to you, listeners of this podcast can get up to 20 free meals with purchase plus free shipping on your first box of HelloFresh.ca/green20 and use code GREEN20. That's GREEN20. You heard that right. Get up to 20 free meals with purchase plus free shipping on your first box at HelloFresh.ca/green20 and use code GREEN20.
The Montreal Economic Institute has just published information from a national survey they conducted with Ipsos. And with inflation at numbers not seen for 30 years, 72% of the people in this country say our individual tax burdens are too high. Only 21% feel the taxes are appropriate. Now, I found it very interesting when I saw the result. And I saw the people talking about taxes. It occurred to me that we don't nearly as often as we used to talk about the issue of taxation in Canada. It was a massive issue. And now I wouldn't say it's become secondary, but it's certainly not as prevalent, the discussion, as it was. Olivier Rancourt is an economist at the Montreal Economic Institute, and he joins us on the Roy Green Show to talk about this survey. Mr. Rancourt, thank you very much for the time. 72% of Canadians saying individual tax burdens are too high. That should be a strong message to government, don't you think?
Yes, especially with the 6.9 inflation we've had this year. Canadians need fresh air to balance their budget, and it's something that's starting to become the more urgent and more Canadian acknowledged.
Yeah, 21% say the taxation is about right, but what I also find concerning, and I'm reading from your release here, the results of this poll reflect the weight of the tax burdens on families. Now, this sentence is the one that really got my attention. And in a way, it fits in with our discussion about the concern about the price of food. In these times of economic uncertainty, few of them, Canadians, have the room to maneuver needed to build up emergency funds of any kind or cushion for themselves. So the majority of people in this country don't have enough money to create an emergency fund of any kind or a cushion for themselves. Speak to that, please.
Well, it's especially a big problem where more and more people, more economists and institutions are starting to talk about a possible recession in the next year. And so we should be worried that Canadians don't have the space to create a cushion to be able to carry through the coming storm.
Yeah, this number does not augur well for an economy that's under stress. And when we have people like Mark Carney, the former governor of the Bank of Canada and governor of the Bank of England, talking about the potential for an impending recession in Canada, if you have that reality facing us, and we do, then when you have a majority of Canadians unable to set any funds aside for an emergency, that just in so many ways is very, very deeply concerning.
Yes, a lot of red light should be flashing on the government dashboard right now, and I'm not sure if they're noticing it.
Yeah, your phone signal's just not the greatest, but we'll do what we can with it. What specifically are Canadians saying then when it comes to tax burdens for companies in this country?
Well, that's less unanimous. 42% said tax burden are too low, while 26% say too high, with a 21% saying it's an acceptable level. However, if we ask another question, if they believe that any raise of the tax for companies will reflect on the price and not so the customer, and 71% say that the customer end up paying for any tax raise for companies. So it's a tricky question, a tricky subject, especially with the inflation and the potential recession, that if we try to increase the tax on the company, it's the Canadian families are going to pay those taxes.
Yeah, and there's concern as well that if you increase the taxes, people you're increasing the taxes for or on may leave the country with their money.
Yes, this is another question we've asked, and it's concern is the same reality that Canadians have acknowledged in the poll, and it's that big problem right now, because the government cannot, probably should not, try to increase its revenue by taxing, since it will. A lot of the asset will simply leave and we'll be in a worse situation.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
MTV, the Cold War, acid-washed jeans, and crimped hair. Just what is it about the 1980s that made it a time like no other? I'm Jamie Logie, and on my podcast, Everything 80s, join me on a dizzying journey through a decade that forever changed the way we dress, consume, and connect it. So Great Scott, jump in your DeLorean and buckle up as we relive everything that mattered in the 80s. Search for Everything 80s wherever you get your favorite podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday.